on your Xiaomi, cross for internet on Bavli dash yud, you begin in your Xiaomi on dash base and the base. The second line up from the foot of the page, Kanidri Kasherim. Kanidri Kasherim le Omaklum. Misha said if he said like the Dorm of Kasherim, it has no effect. Ada Omma, Shakshirim, Noidrim, Mechivan Sheneda, Shenoda, Ein Zeh Kosher. This implies that Kasherim do vow, since he vowed, he is not kosher. Nisa, do Rabbi Yehuda, Tani, B'Shem, Rabbi Yehuda, Chasidim, Harishonim, Mis'avim, Havi, Korban, Chatas, Lehaya, Hamokim, Mastik, B'Yadam, Chit, Vahaya, Noidrim, B'Noze, B'Shol, Havi, Korban, Chatas. The answer is our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. It was taught in the name of Rabbi Yehuda that early Chasidim yearned to be able to bring Chatas. Hashem didn't enable them to sin B'Shogim to fulfill this. They would vow to be a Nozir in order to be able to bring a Korban Chatas at the end of the Nazirus. The answer is that this shows that there's a case in which Kasherim do make vows. However, here, his vow has no effect because some Kasherim don't vow, only early Chasidim who were sure that they would not stumble. Rabbi Shimon Aimei Choytim, Hoyu Shoyu Noidim Ben Ozir, Shema Bechiper Alav Me'asher Chata Al HaNefesh. Chet the Chata Vel Nafshoi Shemona Adzim Ben Yayin. Rabbi Shimon says that they sinned because they vowed to be a Nozir. And it says, and he atoned from himself for the sin that he did to himself. And we learn from there that this one sinned against himself because he denied himself wine. Ba'asya de Shimon HaSadik, Rabbi Shimon, and Shimon HaSadik holds like Rabbi Shimon. The Tani Amma Shimon HaSadik, the Amayla Chalti Ashem Nozir Ela Echad, Pam Echad, Allah Eli Adam Echad Midorim Ve'isiv, Admoini Imyof Enayim Betayvoi, Mikutzoisov, Sudois, Tile Tilim, Vamantiloi, Veni, Mao Isel Ashris, Esasea, Hano, Hazel. The Baiser says that Shimon HaSadik said, in all my life I never ate from the Ashem of a Nozir who was Tame, with only one exception. Once one came to me from the south and I saw him red with beautiful eyes, attractive with hair in locks, and I asked him, my son, why did you see proper to become a Nozir and destroy this beautiful hair? Venamli Rebi Roya Roya Haisi Meiri Malachti Lemalois Efeshov Mayim Roisi Bubiya Sheli Vesecha Mayim Upachas Yitzi Olai Abikash Labdeini Min Oilom אמרתי לו, ראשה, אתה לא מפחיז בדור השני שלך, אולי להקדיש לך לשמיים. He told me, Rebbe, I was a shepherd in my city and I went to fill the kli used to draw water, and I saw my reflection in the water. The Yetzirah agitated me and sought to make me perish in this world. I told it, Russia, why do you agitate me about something that's not yours? It is a lie to be makdish, you means my hair, to shamayim. And if you say now, Kesi es roishoi v'neshaktiv v'amati loi b'ni kamoischa yubu oisei rotsan emokam b'yisrael alecha kosovoime ish o isha ki yachli nede lindo nede noze la zela Hashem. I lowered his head and I kissed him and told him, my son, there should be more like you in Yisrael who do Hashem's will. About you it says, a man who will express a nede to become a noze to Hashem. Vimana boy lamali kishimen asadik afili kubshimen. Le'achol shimen asadik chatas chelev miyamav. Le'achol shimen asadik chatas dam miyamav. Vimana asked, how does saying that he holds like Rabbi Shimon explain shimen asadik? Even if he holds like Rabbi Shimon, did shimen asadik never eat anything due to sin? Means chatas, you're eating chelev in his entire life. Did shimen asadik never eat chatas dam in his entire life? So why did he say that he never ate another Asham Nazir? If so, he never ate any individual Chataz or Asham. Sava Shimon HaSadik, Bnei Adam Mitech Hakpeda Him Noidrim, Mekirin Che Noidrim Mitech Hakpada, Seifoi Letaris, Mekirin Che Rutaya Nasu, Korbanoisav Kosheichet Chulim Ba'azora, Veze Mitech Yishuv Neder Upev V'Liboy Shavim. Now it says Shimon HaSadik's opinion does not depend on Rabbi Shimon. Shimon HaSadik holds that people vow Nazirus amidst adamancy, and since they vow amidst adamancy, in the end, the person regrets. Since he regrets, his korbanos and are like Hulin slaughtered by Azor. This particular Nazir, though, vowed amidst a settled mind, his mouth and heart were equal, and therefore Shimon ate from his asham. We come now to halacha base. Ha'ime koinem koinach koines havi elu kinuyim lekorban. The person said either koinem, koinach, or koines. These are kinuyim, which is substitute words for korban. Cherech, 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 cherech havi elu kinuy lecherem. The person said cherech, cherech, or cherech. These are kinuyim for cherem. Nazik, Naziach, Paziach, Havi Elu Kinuyim Nazirus. The person said Nazik, Naziach, or Paziach, they're all Kinuyim for Nazirus. Shibusa, Shakuka, Nadab Moihi, Havi Elu Kinuyim Lishua. The person said Shibusa, or Shakuka, or Varing Bamoihi, they are Kinuyim for Shivua. The one says Ad Kadoin, Ad Smoi, Maushi Yagdish, Lishamayim, Veloshim Koinim. Well, as for these, kinuyim suffice to forbid to himself. Can one be maktish l'shamayim with the expression koinam? Shvim en ador, amaloi, ashilini kardumich, oma koinem kardum yeshli koinem nechasai olai, v'yesh nekardum nechasav asurim. The answers we learn from the following. If a person said, lend to me your axe, and he responded, koinem is my axe if I have one, koinem is my property to me if I have one, and he has an axe, and his property is forbidden. If he forbade the property only to itself, therefore it's forbidden. He said about the axe, koinam, stam, means to be makdish, and therefore it's not forbidden, because koinam cannot be makdish. Yadu she'en nazer kaldam, she'en nechosa of mutorim. If no, he does not have an axe, his property is permitted. Amor tachlifa kisoya, shnihi shebo beloshin, shehitpis is a kaldam, boi beloshin, hitpis boisa nechosin. And Tachlifa Kisoya answered, rejecting that, saying, here is different because in the same expression that he forbade the axe, he forbade the property, means there was no need to teach about the axe, and for obviously it's the same as the property. Manashach, Kiddish, Kaldim, Kitchen, Hosim, Le Kiddish, Kaldim, Afrin, Hosim, Le Kitchen, Kitchen. No matter what you say, it means they're the same because if the axe became Kaddish, the property became Kaddish. If the axe did not become Kaddish, even the property did not become Kaddish. You know, Amma Koinim Kardam Yeshli, Chazva Amma Koinim Chasai Alech, Alech, Yeshloi Kardam, Nechasar Asurim, Yeus. And he said, Koinim is my axe, if I have one, and returned and said, Koinim is my property to you, and he has an axe, his property is forbidden, this will be a proper proof. Since he forbade one after the other, if Koinim is Magdish, the axe became Hegdish, so his property will be permitted, because when he vowed about it, the axe was not his. Amma would be Yeshua ben Hanania, Ilo amen chasai mutorim bekamle yos. Yeshua ben Hanani said that had the Brisa said that always the property is permitted, this would be a proper proof. Surely it's because the axe became hectic, so it was not his. The amen lesha'in, lezeh kaldam, ha'im yeshle kaldam, nechosav asurim, had the amma shikidish kaldam, had the amma shikidish nechosim, had the amma shikidish magdish shamayim veloshen koinam. However, the Brisa permits the property only when he does not have an axe at all. If he has an axe, his property is forbidden. So we can say that really the axe became Hegdish, and even so his property is Kaddish, which is forbidden, because he has an axe, even though it's forbidden. And if so, this shows that one can be Makdish to Shemayim with an expression of Koinam. Yim asked an expression that can be used for Chulin and for Korban, can one forbid himself through it? V'ha'tanina koines. The Gemara answers what our Mishnah says, that koines, which is a kinoi, is forbidden even though it can mean a fine. Koinsa shema. The Gemara answers the fine is called koinsa. Koinsa is used only for korban. V'ha'tanina shavusa. The Gemara answers what doesn't the Mishnah say shavusa, means even though this can be an expression of resting. Shavusa shema. Now the answer is resting is called shavusa. Shavusa is only used for Shavua. Tani Bakapara Cheres Bei Chasbehu, and Bakapara taught Cheres is a kinei for Cherem. Does this not mean Chasbehu, which is the other way? Amar Yizera Loshin Gavoyahu Ha'imah L'Cheres V'loi Yizrach. Rabbi Zera rejected that and said, no, it's an expression that refers to Hashem. The Pasuk says in Eoi Perek Tes Pasuk Zayin, you spoke to the sun and it did not shine. Therefore, surely he didn't intend for the chulin, meaning, Rav Shimon ben Lakish omar loshon umaythu kogoin, ilain nirataya dinan koin lechafba kafba. Rav Lakish said that kinuyim are translations of Nazirus in Gentile languages. People of Nivasa call chafba kafba, the allusion to the harsh column of Hekdesh. Chafba is a kinuy for Hekdesh. Yosi nirin zedron v'makayim v'sachim av'makayim shakirin l'nazir nazik hein aniyayim nazir v'silis l'yei nazir. Rav Yosi said our Mishnah taught that nazik is a kinuy for nazir. It seems that this in other places where they intentionally call a nazir nazik, in places where they call a nazik because they cannot articulate properly, I say that what garblers call nazir is not nazir. Mishnei shavusa shakuka tani v'chia shavuka shakua shakuda. Amisha taught Shavusa and Shukuka, the kinim of Shavua. Rukhiya taught also Shavuka, Shukua, and Shukuda. Neda denada v'moihi v'moimi denada Moshe v'yom Moshe. Amisha taught nada v'moihi, nada means that he vowed, and v'moihi is a kinim for Moshe, which means v'mumi, which is the Shavua that Moshe vowed, Moshe swore, as it says, v'yom Moshe. Rav Yonah boy, v'lama linan amen, v'moimi denada shol, v'yol shol. Rav Yonah asked, why don't we say that the mummy that shol vowed is also kinoi, like as it says, v'yol shol. Well, there's an answer to this. Yamina hawe zeshua, smala hawe zeshua. If a person says Yamina, it's a shua, it alludes to Hashem's right hand, and smala is a shua. Amma with metanya dechiv, v'yom yaminoi v'smailoi, v'shay al-shamayi v'yishpa b'chayi olam. Matanya says the sources a pasuk in Daniel, Perigud based pasuk Zion, because it says that he lift up his right hand and his left hand to heavens, and he swore in the life of the world.